Green Heineken cans and dark brown glass bottles litter the counters and file cabinets of Tom Shellhammer's office. In any other situation, a professor who had alcohol paraphernalia strewn all over his office would be a cause for concern. But not in this case. Shellhammer is a world-renowned expert in hop chemistry. Beer is his thing. His lab at OSU studies how hops contribute to beer flavor. Initially, hops were used for preservation, but he says they are now used more for bitterness. And in hop-forward beers, that comes in the form of aroma. While American craft beers often rely on hops grown in the country, he gives examples of qualities of hops grown around the world.
Type of hop and where it's grown sort of dictates its flavor or its aroma. So American hops tend to be citrusy, piney, fruity flavors. Hops that are grown historically in Germany and Czech Republic tend to be more herbal and floral. And hops that were historically grown in the UK tended to be just kind of fruity, sort of jammy.
Shellhammer cautions that there is a point in the brewing process when adding more hops makes beer bitter and less drinkable for the general public. It may be surprising to know that our taste buds only catch 10 to 15% of what we put in our mouths. The rest of taste comes through the nose.
That's called orthonasal smelling, so it goes, you know, from the outside into your nose. We also get flavors when we swallow foods. That's called retronasal, so the as the fluid heats up in your throat, whether you're exhaling or not, you get this flavor or aromatic movement up. There's some beers that can be kind of not terribly aromatic, and you put them in your mouth, and the combination of the CO2 and the warming that occurs in your mouth creates more aroma.
According to Shellhammer, Germany, the UK, and the US are truly different in beer business and culture. He says homebrewers were inspired by Europe, but wrote their own rules for what became the craft beer industry in America.
And now, you know, 30 years later, brewers from Belgium and Germany and UK, they look to the US for trends.
While craft beer has exploded in the US, in Germany, not so much. The Germans have been constrained by tradition.
They've been slow to come to the craft brewing scene, in part because there's a lot of breweries in Germany, but they're all sort of these historic Germanic breweries, all making yellow beer. Good yellow beer, but yellow beer nonetheless.
Shellhammer says it has only been within the past 3 or 4 years that craft brewing has picked up in Germany. All this technical and scientific beer talk is central to his work, but I was curious if he is able to separate the scientific side of beer from actually enjoying it.
When we do beer tasting here, we do it analytically for like descriptive analysis panels, but there's no talking and it's just smelling, it's deconstructing flavor, and it's very, very scientific. That's kind of interesting in terms of like just probing flavors. But I find much more enjoyment out of sharing a beer with someone else.
Like craft beer, the program at OSU is expanding and has grown 1,300% since 2001. Shellhammer says his emphasis will continue to be on hop aroma and bitterness. For KLCC News, this is Emily Green in Corvallis.